1380 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in North Carolina today, laying out her economic plan if she wins the White House. Among the proposals, the first federal crackdown on price gouging for groceries and new help for homebuyers. Harris's running mate now has a date for a debate.
Governor Tim Walz and Senator J.D. Vance have both agreed to face off on October 1st. And of course, ABC News will have the very first presidential debate between Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris on September 10th.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott. Officials in parts of eastern Ukraine are urging people to speed up their evacuations with the Russian army now moving in. Captured early this morning in North Carolina, a convicted killer who escaped last week, Ramon Alston, was caught at a hotel outside Charlotte. Audrey Richardson was the one who checked him in at the hotel, along with another woman.
There was no red flags or anything like that.
No word yet on what tipped off investigators. Hurricane Ernesto is now a Category 2 and on a collision course with Bermuda. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A record number of people are working in Wisconsin, a little more than 3 million of us. The Department of Workforce Development says the statewide jobless rate for July was 3%, a little higher than 2.9 in June, but still lower than the national rate of 4.3%. 1,300 more people got jobs in Wisconsin last month. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance campaigns in Milwaukee today. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Vance speaks at the Milwaukee Police Association headquarters. It's his second visit to Wisconsin since accepting the Republican VP nomination at the Fiserv Forum last month. He spoke to a small group at a factory in Eau Claire last week. Meanwhile, Vice President Harris and Democratic running mate Tim Walz plan to be in Milwaukee Tuesday. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Goodman Pool may be closed for the rest of the season. Staff say they found glass on the pool on Tuesday, and since then they've had to drain the water. The pool will remain closed at least through the weekend, but next week was supposed to be its last few days open. City officials say it's unfortunate and they're frustrated, just like they imagine residents are in the last week or two of summer. The pool season ends on Friday, August 25th. And local food pantries are still setting records because more and more people need help. The Oregon Area Food Pantry has already served almost 550 people this month, and we're only halfway through August. The number of people and families using the pantry has doubled in the last year, according to a report from WMTV. The price of food is up, the cost of rent is up, and childcare is astronomical. The executive director says most people who rely on the pantry work, some of them two and three jobs, but with rising costs of living in every category, it's just not enough. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Brewers' Christian Yelich out for the year. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Christian Yelich undergoing season-ending back surgery today in Milwaukee.
It just got to the point where it wasn't getting better. Tried everything I could. Ran out of options, and it came time to make a decision. This was the best option, you know, that we really had left.
The 32-year-old Yelich making the announcement last night on social media. Meanwhile, the Brewers able to put together an eighth-inning rally to beat the Dodgers 6-4 to split the four-game series two games apiece. Reese Hoskins and outfielder Garrett Mitchell.
Garrett had a really, really good at-bat to give us first and second, and then really put the pressure on with the tying run at second base. You feed off each other when you're doing that, and I think we are able to put it all together there in the eighth inning.
NFL, the Packers joint practice sessions underway today in Denver. A chance for quarterback Jordan Love to work with his long list of receivers against the Broncos defense.
We have a real deep, you know, receiver group, which, like I said before, is a good problem to have.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, 81. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, isolated showers, thundershowers, 78. Then on Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, actor Sean Astin of Rudy and Lord of the Rings fame will join us. He's stomping for Harris all Saturday across the state. He'll tell us why.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Few leaders in our nation have done more on so many issues, including to expand access to affordable health care, like than Joe Biden. And today we take the next step, thank you, Joe, forward in our fight.
I'm just going to give in to the no. This election cycle will never stop making me cry.
I know, that was sweet.
Oh my God! Imagine, Chris, we will be there Monday night for President Biden's speech. I can't even imagine the reception he's going to get at the DNC. I imagine
that's on Monday.
I believe so. I believe President Biden's Monday.
I've looked at their schedule. They're just saying main events, and they're not.
Saw Monday, but I don't know.
I printed off a schedule that they sent me, and I haven't looked at it yet. I'm going to look at it on the plane
today. There you go.
I've got way too much stuff.
We got today's show. A lot of stuff is it's in the plane reading.
Yes,
pile.
Exactly.
yeah. Wow. What? And can I just say, oh my God, I love how much. I think everyone has just been like, you mainstream media. Like, I heard, who is it? What's her name? Cassie Hunt. Yesterday before.
Casey,
whatever. Yesterday, doing this whole segment about, oh, this is going to be awkward. Kamala Harris and Biden together, and
I don't think
she's doing it. And she's trying to separate herself. No, she's not trying to separate herself. They obviously love each other. Yeah,
You know how much I love CNN? I can't stand Casey Hunt. I think she's the worst choice.
But it's just they're pre-looking for negative stories.
Absolutely.
This is going to be very awkward.
Yeah.
No, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
And it's one of the factors. And what we're seeing right now is people's love for Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. And her loyalty to him and his loyalty to her. And there's been a lot of reporting yesterday that he does not blame her at all. He sees her as very loyal.
Absolutely.
That she was one of the people not participating at all in trying to push him out, which is why he's so, full-throatedly endorsed her. And you know he set this up, that he probably said, I'm not stepping down unless it's her. We're not doing this mini primary open convention chaos. We will lose if we do that. He's read a history book or two, you know. And so,
yes, he is speaking on
some of the reporting is that he is a little miffed still at people that were public, like Pelosi, about it. I mean,
Clooney.
Don't care how handsome you are. Frangela needs to speak to you this is over.
Ashley Judd, too.
They're going to black bomb her.
We need to have a conversation about how we behave at the barbecue. Okay. And what stays behind closed doors with the family?
In the house.
Right.
Not on the porch.
Yeah,
in the house.
I don't like the way it happened, but even President Biden reportedly knows it was the right decision. And you could see that yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was so, oh my God, Jody, he seems so much lighter and just relieved. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, Dark Brandon with zero left to give.
Uh-huh.
Holy crap.
Didn't I say that?
He was
funny. I said that.
I mean, and this is what pisses me off again about the media, because really it's the media that pushed him out.
Absolutely,
that made Democrats
100%.
Panic, that blah, 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 you know, after one bad debate. And look at him yesterday. Oh, my God, he was so hilarious. He said yesterday, I have an incredible partner. She's going to make one hell of a president. I told her I'd campaign for her or against her, whichever helps the most. I mean, right? He said, what was the other thing? He said, I served in the Senate for 270 years.
I have that audio if you want to play.
I know I'm only 40. I mean, he is just in his moment now, you know, where I just hope he takes in all the props he's getting for this unbelievably patriotic thing that he did. Do we have that one?
Yes, yeah. 14.
Okay, yes.
Dark I served in the Senate for 270 years. I know I only look 40, but I'm a little bit older.
He's funny.
Yeah. But, oh my God, just those spontaneous thank you, Joe, because it's... Yeah. Okay, I'm just going to cry and cry. Anyway, but also I'm torn again about the... Why is the media televised he's just a broken down old man that comes downstairs at his house and you turn a camera and he just lies and one delusion after another. And so there's part of it is like, okay, good. Is that a campaign commercial for Kamala Harris? Is it what I mean? Or why nobody's asked him any hard questions?
Did you see the press release that the Harris Watts campaign put out about it?
Again, not enough chef kisses.
Amazing.
Not, even beforehand.
Yeah.
Beforehand, they put out, oh my God.
They put out a media alert about it.
Well, I'm just saying, Chris, the Harris campaign is doing the media's job.
Mm-hmm.
The media at this point, we're just like, oh, screw you. Who cares what you think? Mm-hmm. Right? This was the Herrick. They just troll the hell out of him every press release. This was before today. Donald Trump to ramble incoherently and spread dangerous lies in public, but at a different home.
Yeah.
And then, of course,
location,
that's
not a swing state.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
And then that's exactly what it was. And then the one afterward, statement on Trump's, whatever that was, at his country club, Donald Trump huffed and puffed his opposition to lowering food costs for middle and working class Americans and prescription drug costs for seniors before pivoting back to his usual lies and delusions. Anyway, it goes on, but they're just on it, man. I love this. Just the chyrons. Trump blasts Harris on economy. And while the Dow Jones and everything is in the
right
lower
up.
Corner of Fox News, while Fox shows the Dow up 554 points.
Yep.
Oh, didn't he start the press conference by saying Kamala Harris has ruined the world? Didn't he start with that?
He started with that.
She's. Did you know that, Chris?
Oh, ruined the world.
Wow, I was like, wow, she's super powerful.
Yeah.
She's ruined the world. So that's where he started.
And she's not even in the Oval Office yet.
Yeah.
Right.
And then more than 100% of our jobs are going to migrants.
Yep. Because that's possible.
Incredible. Incredible. More than 100%.
One would think that one would have a better math education if one went to Wharton.
Right. Well, if one didn't pay someone else to take his tests and one's tests, if one
just say
were not really.
And he had his props
in
but
class.
He didn't use them really.
Oh, did he? He did have props behind
bunch
him.
Of groceries. Food stuff.
Oh, because he probably just went grocery shopping.
Oh, yeah, because he's been in a grocery store before.
He wanted to eat the Cheerios. He was going to take those.
He is essentially a prop comic.
You know, I'm kind of surprised that he went for something even as healthy as Cheerios.
I
would think it would be like Fruit Loops or Cap'n Crunch or something.
You'd think.
Yeah.
I'm making sure I have all my props for Sexy Liberal. I have had a discussion with myself. Do I do the crotch spray material in front of the governor and the chairman of the Democratic Party?
And on national television?
Do I leave that out?
Because this is going to be on national television. Get the pay-per-view.
Yes, get the pay-per-view. Oh, my God. By the way, can we just say, first of all, $20 for this amazing show, right? John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, Frangela, and you've got Governor J.B. Pritzker, Jamie Harrison, DNC chair, Mark Hamill, Jan Schakowsky, rockin' Congresswoman, Jill Weinbanks, for $20.
Yeah.
And 24 cents. Get it?
Uh-huh.
2024.
Okay. Not only is it a fantastic show, you can watch it whenever you want, but it supports this entire Sexy Liberal universe. Our partners, Grassroots Dems, Democrats.org, that is doing a great get out the vote thing. So remember, you're supporting. And can I do a love letter to Jody Hamilton and Sean Comiskey right now? I know it looks like a little dog and pony show, and it is. But it takes a lot to keep this all spinning on a nickel. and some masking tape. Yes. And what else? String. We have a piece of string.
We have a piece of string.
Paper clips. Yeah.
We aren't as heavily funded as some of these right-wing
networks.
I'm
sure Jody would love to go to the DNC. We have to. Jody and Chris need to be here because obviously.
Jody and Sean.
Sean. Sorry. Because the show still needs to emanate from here. Someone, yeah. Jody will be co-hosting and doing cameras and phones and all that stuff. And so Chris and I will be there, Chris doing the tech on that end and getting the guests and all that. And so it's, and we have a sexy liberal that Chris has to do as well. So it just, anyway, thank you both. I love both of you. Sorry, I'm blowing the whole act by getting all sweet and weepy. But anyway, thank you, because it's going to take a lot to keep all this going next week.
And I wanted to say, get the pay-per-view, because you never know if any of those esteemed people on panel will swear.
Oh,
which is reason enough.
You know what? Was I born to run potty mouths for Harris? I mean, can you make me love her more? This is fantastic. This has launched another movement. That's a Fox News chyron. Kirsten Kamala loves her swear words.
And
oh my God!
Who doesn't?
I didn't think I could love her. I already love her to 11 billion times infinity. But now, really? George Conway said, okay, I'm organizing potty mouths for Harris. Oh, George, no. This is the role I was born to play. No?
It was.
George can be a member of your group.
Yeah. Get in line. Okay.
Sheesh.
I think no one would enjoy Sexy Liberal more than Kamala Saturday night if she were there. I think she might even enjoy the Lumet commercial bit. Oh, dear. Jody's giving me that look. And you wanted to be Carol Burnett when you grew up. Oh, dear. Fallen so far astray. All right.
I think Carol Burnett would have, I mean, had they had Lumi commercials back then,
yes.
I think she would have done a parody of it.
I think she would. It would be a lot classier than the way I do it. With better writers.
Well, I mean.
And better costumes.
I mean, she had writers. You have you.
I just have me.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, everyone from George Carlin and Arsenio Hall and Jay Leno, hey, how you doing? Complimented us on our writing staff. I'm like, thank you, because here they are.
Did Al Franken do that too?
Yes. So good. Thank you, writing staff. Oh, are they on a coffee break?
No, they're on a Dr. Marty's break.
That's it. It's Bonnie and Clyde.
All right, so did I cover everything at that crazy pan? By the way, you are a woman, Jody, a good 5 to 10 minutes ahead of your time. Other people now are using the word boring, that
he's boring.
Oh my God. But that's why that's the question to you. Why do you turn the cameras on? You're not going to ask any hard questions.
Right.
He's just a crazy old demented man rambling, lying. Like, I mean, I do think the Harris campaign just using verbatim clips is, like, as I said, Operation Letting Donald Trump Talk seems to be working spectacularly. So who am I?
Yeah.
What?
Maybe that's why you're not working for the Harris campaign. You would tell that.
Yes, I overdo.
Right.
It's like, just leave it. Just let him.
Just let him. Let him do his thing.
Give him more rope.
Yeah,
don't say anything.
Exactly.
Yeah. By the way, Vice President Harris, classy enough to say no on the lock him up chance.
Smart to say no.
Yeah, I encourage that. It's sexy liberal. Yeah, I'm not. I don't have anywhere near the class and elegance. Oh, did you see that was the other lie he told? He said when they chanted lock her up at his rallies in 2016, he said easy. You remember that, don't you, Jody?
Yeah,
remember
totally.
How he stopped that?
No. Totally.
Remember how he never encouraged that sort of thing?
Right.
Oh my God, it's only because Kamala Harris is doing it now that he's claiming he did.
Right.
Right?
Yep. Right.
Oh my God, he's just
You're
such
a lying sack of crap.
Yeah.
You're a lying sack of crap.
Yeah.
You're a lying, steaming, stinking, nasty sack of crap.
Okay, we have Glenn Kirshner, we have John Fugelsang, we have Dana Goldberg. I know, because it's all cattywampus. Because Chris and Frangela and I getting on a plane today to Chicago. 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick.
Yay!
Oh, boy. That was, you ask if I'm packed? Not entirely. But do I have my Morning Kick? You betcha.
Good.
You betcha, boy. Howdy.
All right.
Is it my strawberry lemonade flavor? I need it. Mama needs a little flavoring. I don't like just the regular one. You need to hydrate. I don't like the regular one. I don't like it. What? Okay, but also I'm getting like, what? It's just a waste of hydration if there's nothing in there. This has 10 supplements. It has probiotics, prebiotics, all the good stuff you've heard about. Ashwagandha! I would not be surprised if there was vibranium in there. I just don't know.
I just don't know. You can say that there is.
Well, who can say? It nourishes your body, supports your gut health, boosts your energy, helps you feel more like a ute. Do it. When it comes to health, it's been a game changer for me. On my bike, hiking, I got to walk the whole loop, don't you know? Maybe even get on down there, whacker up to Lakeshore Drive. I got a lot of walking to do. Okay.
I'm doing my Californians bit in my
head. Right.
Can you take Wacker to
right.
Yes, you can. Okay.
Yeah. Go up to Pulaski, maybe, where I used to live with all the other Polacks up there.
I don't think you can take Wacker to Pulaski.
No, you can't. It's northwest of Pulaski.
Right.
Okay, roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie, or you can text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Taking back God, taking back the flag, taking back America, and all before breakfast. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, picture this, a stranger with a crowbar pries open a window, a fire breaks out in the kitchen, deadly carbon monoxide leaks into your home at 2 a.m. In moments like these, every second counts. That's why you need SimpliSafe Home Security. With SimpliSafe 24/7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door. With exclusive LiveGuard technology, agents can even see and speak to intruders in your home, warning them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, SimpliSafe earns your trust every single day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join countless listeners and me who found peace of mind with SimpliSafe. Visit SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like SimpliSafe. Well, you know, I've taken tons of calls over the years from friends asking where they can meet quality people, what red flags to watch out for, trusting their intuition, etc. But what if you don't have someone you can turn to for dating advice and not into online dating? Here's an idea that's gotten great results for many singles over 33 years. It is called It's Just Lunch. It's not online dating. Instead of spending hours swiping screens and scanning online profiles, It's Just Lunch has real matchmakers, no algorithms. They get to know you and hand-select your date. If setups by friends and family haven't worked out, it's time to let the professionals at It's Just Lunch help you navigate the complexities of modern romance, a personalized alternative to apps and online dating. It's confidential and discreet. It's Just Lunch has arranged more than 2 million first dates. Your last first date could be just one step away. See why It's Just Lunch has gotten so many great results. Go to itsjustlunch.com. That's itsjustlunch.com. One more time. Go to itsjustlunch.com.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and Clear Skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Fox News with their Chiron, Kirsten Kamala loves her swear words. What they really meant to say is you must go to Sexy Liberal Chicago on Saturday. If you're a Kirsten lady, childless cat lady, Sexy Liberal is for you. Why, the testimonials just pouring in. Mittens is coming. I assume Mittens is a cat, childless cat lady.
Okay.
Woohoo! 2024. $20.24 for an event like this is fabulous. Thank you, Sexy Liberal. I attended your very first tour when you were in Chicago back then. So happy for this pay-per-view. I'm 70 now. I can't afford to attend in person. And J.D. Vance wants us postmenopausal women to stay home anyway.
Yeah, well,
that's true.
Yeah.
For all of you that are staying home because your only purpose in life is to take care of your grandchildren, that's why God invented pay-per-view. You're welcome. All right. Because I got the governor and the chairman of the Democratic Party there, you know my head has gotten so big I can't.
Oh.
So that's why I feel like it's time for a hate letter, don't you think?
Oh, yes, that'll bring you back down to earth.
Bring me back down to earth.
I saw this on the printer yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
This is from Mark. Try saying walls instead of waltz. I don't believe I've ever said waltz. In fact, I coined balls to the walls, but okay. And it's Governor Evers, not Evers. And Palestine, Ohio gave you trouble. You could say Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz if you gave it a little effort. I like your show, but your laziness and lack of attention to detail drives me nuts. All right, Mark.
Every once in a while.
Thank you for your notes.
Every once in a while, you do say waltz. It's easy to do. He's new.
Waltz! Let me say it right. Balls to the walls. I have a T-shirt. Go get StephanieMiller.com. Okay, Evan tweets, maybe I'm naive. I really do think there's a lot of power in a ticket made up of pleasant, happy people who don't seem furious at huge numbers of Americans for simply existing. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Is that so hard? Okay, Karen in Chicago. Uh-oh. It's 24 hours. Booby, 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 booby.
Day away from motorboating Karen.
Oh, man.
Booby, booby. Every time you and I talk, someone posts Vince Vaughn motorboating.
Well, first of all, I just want to say Stephanie Miller is practically perfect in every way.
Oh.
So
okay.
Screw that hater. And I have to say, like, this has been a crazy work week for me, but this morning I woke up and I am so excited. I'm excited for
one more sleep. One more sleep.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait. I am so excited. And, you know, I love that you're right. You know, this Harris-Walls ticket, it is bringing joy and happiness back to everybody. And, you know, and your tour, and you guys, I mean, I know it's been long and grueling and hard and everything. I'm glad that you guys are kind of doing like a, you know, old home week here in Chicago. I just want to say, if you guys need anything at all, let me know.
I need a couple things.
I'm here for you guys.
What? How do you know what couple things I mean?
Whatever. I know exactly what you mean.
All right, well, let me know what you need, and I'm here for you. But, yeah, I am so excited, and it is so good to feel joy again, and that's what you guys bring.
It's almost like I've heard a lot of people talking about their kids never knowing anyone but Trump.
Right.
Like, you know, there's a time, kids, pull up a chair, when our leaders were not complete holes every second of every day to everyone. I mean, just to get back to decency, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Insanity. I was listening to Richard Chu, and he had a rep on yesterday, and she talked about Project 2025, and it really is a handbook for insane people. They're like, it's just completely nuts.
And, yeah, exactly. And the guy got caught on tape that wrote it saying Trump knows exactly what it is, and he's all for it.
Yep.
We have that. 29 minutes after the hour. Glenn Kirshner. Next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is asking a federal judge not to impose any changes at Wisconsin's youth prisons. Evers tells federal judge James Peterson the conditions at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake are slowly getting better. Republican state lawmakers are pushing Peterson to give staff more leeway to discipline inmates after a counselor was killed in June. Black business owners in Milwaukee have a digital resource to set up and grow their ventures. It's called MKE Boss. Pam Bell is a business lender. She admits financial services can be hard for new entrepreneurs to navigate.
How do I scale this? Breaking down how much it costs to, you know, create a product and how much do I need to put back into my business so that it's profitable and all of that.
August is National Black Business Month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Expect added patrols from law enforcement today. Wisconsin State Troopers are monitoring traffic laws from the air. They're focusing on the Beltline. When a team in the air spots someone breaking the law, excessively speeding, that sort of thing, they radio down to troopers on the ground who can pull them over. Meanwhile, in Janesville, police are starting their extra drunk driving patrols today. It's the annual Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign, and it runs through Labor Day weekend. And a bizarre extortion plot set against the backdrop of Culver's. Authorities say there was big drama at a Muskego location. One employee was having an affair with another. But then when two other staffers found out about it, according to the criminal complaint, they started extorting their coworker having the affair, threatening to post flyers all over town. That coworker allegedly paid their blackmailers over $5,000. Having an affair? Not illegal, but blackmail is. Now the two employees accused of extortion are facing criminal charges. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, 81. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, isolated showers, thundershowers, 78. Then on Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, an updated version of all the best people who could be in a second Trump administration. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
UnderageDrinking.samhsa.gov.
You may have heard about the MAGA Republican Project 2025 plan. They want to repeal Medicare's power to negotiate drug prices. Let Big Pharma back in charge of whatever they want. Let me tell you what our Project 2025 is. Beat the hell out of them.
Let's go, Joe!
Oh, God. Crying again. Single tear. Okay. All right. It's get me the, you know, thank God.
Well, the U.S.
Yes.
Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner.
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
Hi, I just finished the Evelyn Wood Speed Law School. Hi, good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Steph.
All right, so you know I've been waiting all week to ask you. John tweeted, Trump will be ordered to serve time in prison when he is sentenced in September, predicts one U.S. attorney for SDNY. Although he'll likely get bail pending appeal, Trump would be labeled a convicted felon, sentenced to prison just weeks before election today. Your thoughts, sir?
I tend to agree with all of that. I think Judge Mershon understands that if you don't punish crime, then you are encouraging and inspiring more crime. So if you don't sentence today's aspiring dictator to prison, then you are encouraging tomorrow's aspiring dictator to try to do it all over again. So I think Judge Mershon will impose a jail term. I also tend to think Judge Mershon will stay execution of it. In other words, he won't order Donald Trump into prison immediately.
Darn.
He'll let him run it up the appellate chain. But I do think as long as we get to the polls in November and vote Donald Trump guilty, vote for Harris and Walz, Donald Trump will spend the rest of his life in courtrooms and prison.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That was a legal term. I'm sure you were struck yesterday in one of his insane ramblings yesterday. He just always says he's immune. He doesn't say he's innocent.
Right.
He's immune. I'm immune from anything that charged me with. Just like that. That's just the crux of it, isn't it? Go ahead.
The Supreme Court has acknowledged he committed all kinds of crimes against the people of the United States designed to steal the presidency, but they are willing to give him a pass. And now it is up to the trial court judges, Mershon and Chutkin and others, to navigate this new unconstitutional Supreme Court opinion and try to figure out how many of Donald Trump's crimes survive the opinion and can be prosecuted. The good news, Steph, is plenty of them survived this absolute immunity ruling, and Donald Trump will be prosecuted as long as he doesn't land in the White House again.
Yeah. So let's just he's lost a bunch of times, didn't he? So his attorneys have asked the judge to delay his sentencing until after the election. So he also asked Judge Mershon to recuse again, and Judge Mershon said no again. But talk to me about the sentencing. Go ahead.
So here is, I think, the cliffhanger right now. Judge Mershon is going to resolve the absolute immunity motion on the 16th of September, and he has set the sentencing for the 18th of September. And as you say, yesterday, I've got the letter here in my hot little hands, the defense attorneys for Trump, again, like, just lodged this desperate plea to, you know, please, Judge Mershon, don't sentence him on the 18th. That window, that two-day window, is going to become really important, because when Judge Mershon rules on the 16th, as I believe he will, that no, this prosecution, his 34 felony convictions, has nothing to do with the presidency, so it survives the presidential immunity opinion by the Supreme Court. We're going to sentencing in 2 days. That's when Donald Trump's lawyers are going to make a beeline for the appellate courts, both state and federal, and try to put a stop to his sentencing. That's a cliffhanger. Right now, if this was an action-adventure movie, we would be in the car chase phase right at the end to see what's going to happen.
We're in the slow-speed Bronco chase.
Exactly.
Okay, we understand that out here in L.A. Okay. it really is. You don't even have to be a lawyer to go, crimes are not official acts. I mean, okay. So the recusal thing, Have you noticed that Trump's attorneys repeat themselves, Jody? Trump's attorneys repeat themselves.
They tend to repeat themselves.
Judges don't like that, do they, Glenn? Just like, no, you already effing said that. No. So Judge Marchand slapped down yet another effort by Trump's lawyers to get him to recuse. Because his daughter works for a firm that's worked for Democratic candidates, something. He said he was given the okay over a year ago by advisory panel on judicial ethics. And he said Trump's lawyers missed the deadline to file post-trial motions by 48 days. I mean, they just don't think any rules apply to them.
No, and this is where sanctioning defense attorneys for continuing to file frivolous, repetitive motions comes into play. 2 days ago, Judge Marchand, for the third time, ruled, I don't have a damn conflict. Stop it. And he rejected yet another motion to recuse. And the very next day, when they made their motion to delay the sentencing, they put the same garbage in there about Judge Marchand's conflicts. At that point, if I were a judge, I would order them to show cause why they shouldn't be sanctioned for essentially violating the court's admonition to stop it.
Yeah. I love this. It's going to be all projection from here on in. We should just strap ourselves in. He said, he is a scathing attack on Judge Marchand, calling his refusal to recuse himself real fascist stuff. So see, he's the fascist.
I see.
Yeah, not okay. All right. And then there was quite the tantrum. I'll read that later from the bassinet. Okay. So hang on. What's on? God, there's so much criming I can never keep track of. Oh, Trump intending to sue the DOJ for malicious prosecution for the. And you said this feels like yet another grift of his supporters, because a lot of people said he's not going to do this because there's discovery. Right. This is just another stunt.
But even before we get to discovery, the government has what's called sovereign immunity. And I actually think that's an important doctrine. Why? Because every time a government employee or official does something, they tend to make somebody a little bit upset, right? If you didn't do what a particular segment of the population wanted you to do. That happened to me as a prosecutor. But you know what? You can't sue me for it. You can't drag me into court every day because you don't like some prosecutorial decision I made. That's sovereign immunity. So Donald Trump can't sue the Department of Justice unless the Department of Justice says, you know what, we are willing to waive sovereign immunity and let you sue us because we did something so horrible. But, Steph, here's the thing. DOJ has 6 months. The federal government has 6 months to respond to Donald Trump's notice of intent to sue. So this is nothing more than a grift by Donald Trump because the election is in less than 3 months. And 6 months, all of this will be forgotten. Yeah. This is so he can go to his hate rallies, one a week, talk about a rigorous campaign schedule, and say, I'm suing the Department of Justice. Send me the last $5 in your pocket. That's what this is about.
And as you know, this long ago stopped making any legal sense, any of this. Your friend Andrew Weissman, you know, there's a headline, the Supreme Court ruling could force Trump to backtrack on a key attack line, said you got to love the Trump inconsistency here. Trump prevailed in SCOTUS on his claim that a president is immune from prosecution decisions, and he has claimed that President Biden was behind the Mar-a-Lago prosecutions, yet he now says he's suing the government for the harm from that prosecution. To avoid ramifications of the new SCOTUS immunity decision, Trump will now have to say that Biden was not behind the prosecution at all. I mean, what a hot mess, right?
Yeah, consistency is not Trump or the Republicans' strong suit. Just, you know, look at J.D. Vance, what he said about Donald Trump one day when he was speaking the truth about how he was the worst thing to ever hit America. And then the next day, it's like, Donald Trump is my man, and I never said that stuff. I mean, come on, sport.
We like when you call people sport. Okay, you also tweeted, Trump campaign hacked by foreign actors. Recall when Trump said, Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. Well, as they say, karma is a, I'll fill it in, bitch, because I'm a potty mouth. it's just the irony is just coughing up blood in the back alley. At this point. But yeah, somehow the media's found restraint now. They're not publishing those emails.
Yeah, and actually, I welcome the restraint. I don't think the media should publish what were unlawfully obtained emails, right? Yeah. So I'm fine with Politico and the other outlets not publishing the emails. But as you say, karma is, know what? It's funny, I had people yelling at me because I don't cuss, and it's like, F you.
Jersey boy.
But no,
yeah,
but
Kamala and I will take it from here.
It is ironic that, you know, Trump stands up and enlists Russia's assistance in a presidential election. Hey, Russia, if you're listening, find the missing emails. And then he complains when his campaign gets hacked.
It's the irony. It's just,
it's we're living in the legal upside down, the political upside down, certainly the moral upside down. But you know what? On November 5th, we're going to take care of all this.
Yeah. Well, I can. They obviously didn't read the vetting materials on J.D. Vance themselves. So
obviously,
I guess we don't have a right to. Glenn, I saw you on TV right after the Matthew Perry story broke yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, you know, not just out here in L.A.
This was my high school.
There's always one degree of Jody Hamilton.
He was a class below
separation.
Me at Buckley.
What a heartbreaking story. I mean, I heard you on TV that it just... First of all, I don't think I know a person that hasn't either experienced addiction or loved someone who has. And, you know, that a doctor, as you said on TV yesterday, said, I wonder how much this moron will take. I mean, yeah. I'm so glad that they, you know, because I know a lot of times, I hate to politicize this, but they do on the right. They're always like, you know, they have no empathy for drug addicts. They think they're weak. And, you know, until it's Rush Limbaugh, they don't care. You know, it's like, oh, well, no one made him take the drugs. That's his blah, blah, blah. Well, this case is a perfect example of where other people, I mean, you know, what stuff that cost $12 for the doctor, he charged him $2,000. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very clear. They just were.
Yeah, I was pleased, actually, to be on air when the indictment dropped and the press conference was held. And because it was shocking, even, you know, to me, and I prosecuted lots of drug conspiracy cases. But when you see two medical doctors, two of the five who were charged were medical doctors, and they were talking about Matthew Perry being a big financial fish. And one of the doctors, let me state his name accurately so people will remember it, Dr. Placentia, said about how much ketamine they could sell to Matthew Perry, exploiting his addiction. I wonder how much this moron will pay. That was a doctor, kind of the opposite of the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm. I am so glad these five people were charged with really serious offenses that could land them in prison for months, because everybody knows somebody, including family members, who have struggled with addiction. And when you go for help, to have a doctor say, let's see how much we can take this patient, this moron, for, that is, it's almost as despicable as, you know, an aspiring dictator taking advantage of the American people.
Yeah. First, do no harm. That's the first thing they you know, take an oath to do. I mean, and again, Glenn, you don't have to be a lawyer to go, like, man, that's not going to play well with a jury. And, it's not even that he happens to be a very famous, very beloved actor. You know, it says he's a human being. And the fact that, like, you know, he has crazy Hollywood money that they just took advantage of his, what they knew to be his addiction, to just go, oh yeah, this is $2,000, what cost him $10.
That's just evil.
That is evil. It's just greed.
I wish it didn't take, you know, the victim being a beloved actor to really move
right. It's a human being.
Of law enforcement, you know, into action, because regular folk are being taken advantage of every day, and you know, this is, you know, the addiction problem and those who take advantage.
I thought you said you don't swear.
I apologize.
That's all right.
I'm angry about that one. Sorry.
I don't blame you.
It's understandable.
I don't
absolutely
blame you, man.
Understandable.
Right. Nice. We're back at boot camp for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, Glenn, I appreciate your passion on this, because I think it is just such a human. It's not, you know, we're not even talking about legal stuff. It's just, it's you know, a human being thing that just, if you couldn't feel emotion hearing that, you know, it. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, that's a win for the good guys, right? For justice.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Sometimes justice actually does come.
Yeah, and it's coming for Donald Trump.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
All right. I guess we'll talk to you from Chicago. Are you going to Chicago? No.
No.
I'm stuck here. I couldn't get away from D.C. this weekend.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll talk to you soon, and we love you the most of all the things in all the world.
Love you. See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
I say that same thing to my dogs. I love you the most of all the things in all the world.
That's how I feel about Glenn.
48 minutes after the hour of this portion of the show. Creepy?
Stop.
A little bit.
Well, listen, that's how I love Bonnie and Clyde. I tell them that all the time. I'm like, I love you more than all the things in all the world. Mr. and Mrs. Kisses. Okay.
But they're brother and sister kisses.
Yeah. Oh, look, they're sitting butt to butt.
They are.
Look at them. They're sitting butt to butt. Oh, my God. I can't stand it.
I've done that before.
I bet you have. Listen, I'm leaving for a week. As long as I leave the Dr. Marty's, everything is cool. And I left the Cod Krispies. So, you know.
They'll be okay.
Yeah, it's going to be okay. You have to, if you want to feel okay in your heart, you got to know that you're feeding your dog the best food you can. Superfoods.
Yeah.
Dr. Marty, he has a fancy Cornell degree, you know.
Right.
And he had to heal himself, and he did it using superfoods, and that's how he, because these aren't, they're not like your family, they are your family. So he, right, feeds his practice for years. He's been feeding superfoods, and the doggies and kitties are living longer lives, happier lives. They're so fluffy, I could die.
Well. Just don't die, please. Okay. At least not until after this trip.
Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, fruits and vegetables. I mean, everything in there, raw, freeze-dried. It is premium freeze-dried raw food. And the doggies just love the taste. Up to 54% off Nature's Blend right now and a free bag of the aforementioned Cod Krispies. If you go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511, text fees may apply.
What is this? What's going on?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
Hi, I'm Stephen Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever. And ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
they're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This portion of the show brought to you by Kimberly and her unsolicited wine-a-monial.
Oh.
There is a picture of the very beautiful Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé wine. It is so, oh my God, the bottle is so pretty.
It is. Good stuff.
And the wine is so pretty. It's that pale pink color. And it's delicious, isn't it?
It is.
Chris is not a wine person. He keeps wine for I don't know how long, Jody. It's something you and I wouldn't.
I do have a bottle of wine that I had here in Los Angeles. I moved it to Palm Springs with me, and then I moved it back to Los Angeles.
It's no good anymore. It's vinegar at this point, probably. Yeah.
When people talk about what you can do with leftover wine, Jody and I are like, well, what's leftover wine? This is the best rosé I have ever tasted. It's so fantastic for summer. You've got to, it comes right from Bordeaux, France, and this is an amazing deal for real French wine. They play music. Damien, the winemaker, plays music to the vines.
Yep.
I mean, they have won all sorts of medals at Paris Wine Cup. It's like the Wine Olympics. They've won, right? 11 billion awards. Organically grown, hand-picked grapes, no colorings or flavorings, and it is delicious. Right now, my SiriusXM listeners, you can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. I think we're going to have a lot to celebrate this year. Six bottles for only $98 and free delivery. Promo code Stephanie. That's 50% off if you use the promo code Stephanie at vs.wine. Don't forget, type in Stephanie. Get your Grand Rosé today. 56 minutes after the hour. Oh, okay. This is from the bassinet of the 45th president regarding his latest loss in court. Judge Merchan.
She calls him Merchan.
Slapped down.
He calls him Merchan.
Okay, sure, because whatever. Okay. He said, no, again, I'm not recusing.
Right.
Judge Merchan just ruled that I, the Republican candidate for president, and leading in the polls. No. No, Donald.
Computer says no.
No, you are not. I'm still under a gag order concerning very important things, which must be brought to light. This is all in caps now, so you know it's super important. Yeah. I'm not allowed to answer reporters' questions. Yes, you are. Can you believe this? Yes. The New York courts refused to act. This is happening right before the voting begins on September 6th. Suppression and manipulation of the vote, voter interference. This is the real fascist stuff, the old Soviet Union. So much. Oh, you finally found something Russian you don't like. Oh, interesting. Okay. So much to say, and I'm not allowed to say it. Must get this or U.S. Supreme Court involved. New York's trying to steal the election.
Shut up.
He's so dumb. God.
Well, it's like the same crap over and over again.
And his lawyers are
boring.
His lawyers are just as repetitive as he is.
Are they just as repetitive?
His lawyers are repetitive.
I hear they're just as repetitive.
Yes, his lawyers are just as repetitive as he is. Lucretia in Milwaukee. Hello, Lucretia.
Hi, good morning. First off, I can't wait to see your sexy ass and everyone on the panel tomorrow night.
What? Are you in pay-per-view or coming in person?
Person.
Oh, I will be there in person, baby.
Milwaukee's just up the
just
highway.
You will be the second most sweatiest whore there next to me.
Yes.
Okay.
But I would like to say is that to the 19 people in Congress and in the Senate who wrote that letter to Shady Vance about talking about Tim Walz, good for them. I'm glad they did. And to the to Mr. Hamburger himself, I don't know if you guys heard this, but he was going on about saying that basically civilians receiving the it's better than people that are in the military.
Yes.
To the people that are serving our vets, Why do you keep supporting that man? Yep. He keeps crapping on you, and it's an insult to my boyfriend and my family that served in the military and my friends.
Yes, and everybody that served. All right. Dana Goldberg, John Fugelsang.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Luke Mathers is in the guest host chair at our replay of a great interview with Kelly Call and Sean Hamnish of the new film, Just a Bit Outside. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Burlo has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.